האיש החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים לראות טוב. איי איי אני החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים לראות טוב. נצור לשון חמרה ושפתיך מדבר מרמה, סומרה ועשה טוב, בקש שלום ורודפהו. איי 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 מי האיש החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים לראות טוב.
ההכנה היום הכינו עשיריות כף.
The preparation today was by tens 20 and 21. Go ahead please. An excerpt from the source, from Rabash, Love of Friends 2. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider now how to satisfy his will to receive, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of other of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. Again, from Rabash, Article 6, Love of Friends 2. Again, when they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to take on a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. From Rabash, Article 6, Love of Friends 2. A question for an active workshop. Each one brings an example of a friend who is contributing to the love of friends in the 10, and what he would have liked to add in the love of friends. Again, each one brings an example of a friend who is contributing to the love of friends in the 10, and what he would have liked to add in the love of friends.
For
me, the example is contributing is the friend sitting on my right, Yura Podolsky. This week, he had to work in conditions that were not simple, but he constantly showed us each time anew his concern in the heart and caring in the heart, and this truly left a great impression on how much the friend is sensitive to each and every friend, sensitive to the situation, looking for solutions, and this gives us a lot of forces. Well, for me, the one who gave an example is Roni Perry. He is sitting to my right here. Although he is sick, he can barely move. And in the middle of this week, when he was sick, he was constantly bombarding us with his concern. And truly, he opened his heart, and he was bestowing to the friends a lot of greatness, a lot of desire. Roni, you give me an example. I was obligated from above. Well, I'll continue on the same line. A friend who is an example for me is sitting on my right, Ido Shor, a beloved friend. All of his concern and all of his desire are aimed towards love of friends between us and the Creator. He sees nothing else in life. Well, maybe he does see it, but there is one thing that is glittering opposite his eyes, pulling him forward and making him pull all of us together with him. Well, I'm going to skip the next person on the right line. And the example that I received this week, well, there were many of them, but I would like to mention Yossi Yerushalmi, who turned to the friends of the tent for help, and he gave us the possibility to open our heart a little bit and think about the friend and how much we want him and need him with us. And this is an example for me, truly for love of friends. How can you come as the smallest, the weakest, the most poor, miserable, and to ask for help? It is the most difficult thing to do, but it shows how great his heart is and how much he loved the friends, and I wish we could all continue this way. This is what I'd like to add, that we would succeed in asking for help from the ten. Yes, this work of coming seemingly as small and to come with such annulment in order to receive the strength from the society, this is what Gershon did with us this week. How constantly asking for help with this intention that we really must have one another. An example for the love of friends in the ten. Well, each one really is an example for the love of friends in the ten. But if I have to mention somebody special, it would be David, who even now is constantly cutting off himself for the friends. And it's very difficult because when I look at it, I say, how can I succeed in doing it? And now also he cut off the preparation out of himself to go and bring a friend. Again and again, he never despairs, and he gives an example to how he's fighting the Creator for the friends. And we truly have to adhere to such examples. I'm very jealous of Gershon's example, who does not compromise. You know, these gloves that we want to take off, and you feel that it comes out of concern, truly, as to a brother or a son. So, I was inspired by Roy, who yesterday, above any, well, personal calculation, he felt that Aten wants to do something, so he took himself, he brought himself here, even though he was coping with many challenges. And this is something that very much characterizes Zoe, because he shows, not only this way, but that way too, he shows his love of friends. That you don't do such things unless you truly love. And Zoe truly loves. And it is felt in any action, in any clip his hands, every time that he comes here, even though he's very tired, love of friends always comes out of him. And of course, our Daniel also. I feel from Daniel too a lot of sensitivity to the state of the ten, caring and concern for the state of the ten. He understands the situation and he works to strengthen the ten and the friends quietly, but he's certainly doing it, and it's very much felt, and it gives us a lot of strength. Yes, and regarding the second part, how would I like to add? In love, there is always room to add. What I would have liked to add, second excerpt from the source, from Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 155. Therefore, we must ask, why did the Kabbalists obligate every person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it which should be publicized. There is a wondrous, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although they do not understand what they are studying, through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are studying, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. Again, Again, this is from Bala Sulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 155. Again, therefore we must ask, why then did the Kabbalists obligate each person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing about it which should be publicized. There is a wondrous, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, although they do not understand what they are learning. Through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning, they awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. Bala Sulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 155, and a question for a silent workshop. With which prayer will we make the Creator happy? Again, with which prayer will we make the Creator happy? A silent workshop.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. ואמונתך
completely turned off. We will start with excerpts from the sources on the topic of bestowing contentment upon the Creator, continuing with excerpt number 21.